This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of the house rules for After Hours: storylines, not betting lines. And I do that on purpose because I don't want to be affected by what people think might happen, the line that Vegas sets or the betting that's taking place on a particular team or outcome or game. In fact, I purposely remain ignorant of most of what has to do with the gambling aspect of sports. However, I am fascinated by the way it's changed the industry that we're in. I ask you guys a lot, why is the NFL so popular? What's contributed to its rise and the fact that it continues to see ratings increases and revenue increases? And there's always that element of gambling and fantasy football. And so as we head into 2020, with more and more states who are making sports gambling and sports betting legal, we thought it would be interesting to see it through the eyes of someone who works inside the gambling industry. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for joining us. Again, Happy New Year to you. A lot of you are back into your regular, quote-unquote, routines now as we begin 2020. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours with Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And we'll get back to your feedback. We're also going to look ahead to the NFL postseason, plus a pretty crazy slate of outcomes and games on New Year's Day in college football. So a lot that we still have on our plate. But right now we're pleased to spend some time in Las Vegas with Johnny Avello, who's the head of the sports book for DraftKings. And Johnny, this is a start of a brand new year, and it's also more doors opening around the country for sports fans who want to place bets. New Hampshire just became the latest state to offer sports betting. And honestly, we can see the landscape changing around the country, the industry itself, the business. You've been inside the gambling industry for 40 years, so how are you seeing it change?
Well, for me, it's a huge change, and as well as anybody else that hasn't worked in Las Vegas in the industry. Las Vegas was the only place where you could make a sports wager, except for a couple places like Delaware, who was doing it a little differently. They were doing it in a parlay format. But Las Vegas was, if you really wanted to play the games in, you know, different types of ways, different types of offerings, you had to go to Vegas. And now, here we are, you know, DraftKings, we opened up the New Jersey book back in July of 18. And here we are, a year and a half later, have 8 books and looking forward to a whole bunch more coming up this year. So how has it changed, Amy? It's changed is that it's not in one place anymore. It's in a town near you.
Is this something that you could see was coming on the horizon way back?
Honestly, no. I didn't think that it would probably happen outside of Nevada. I said that I don't think it's ever going to become legal. The states just don't want it, and so I didn't see it happening until the repeal of PASPA, which was the beginning of 18, the end of Act 17, actually, and then we're all waiting for that court case to be settled, and sometime around, I think it was May or so, April, May. And I felt pretty confident that that court case was going to reverse it. So that's when I was more optimistic than I've ever been.
Referring to U.S. Supreme Court in 2018 that had this case in which they paved the way for states to allow sports betting. So now we see it underway in 14 different states, and it's approved, though not yet up and running, in another 6 states. Johnny Avello is the DraftKings head of sportsbook with us here After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. It's one of these phenomenons that affect sports, and yet I'm not sure sports fans exactly or understand exactly how much. How often is this done via a phone or online as opposed to actually going to a particular location in a sports book?
Some states will allow you to do the mobile wagering, or digital as we call it, because you can do it on your mobile or you can do it on your computer. And some states have elected not to go that route initially. When I say initially, I think of they'll all go the digital way eventually, because that's how you have the most robust business. It's great. Retail places are great. We have them. We have a retail place in New York. We have a retail place in Mississippi. We have a retail place in New Jersey as well. But and they all do really well. But the Jersey app, the Pennsylvania who opened up recently. You mentioned Rhode Island. Those places that in Indiana, those places that have the digital aspect of it, they're going gangbusters. So that's the way to go. But I can't. The states are the ones that make up the decision whether they want to do it or not, and eventually I think they'll all come around to it.
Mm. How much does this affect Las Vegas, where people used to go specifically so they could gamble on sports?
It hasn't affected Las Vegas yet. The numbers coming out of Las Vegas are still good, and I think they'll continue to be good. There's some good people there, good operators there, but as this continues to expand in more states, could be another 10, 15 states this year, 2020. So that has to take, it has to show at some point whether the people won't go there for maybe some of the bigger events, that Vegas has, the March Madness, and they'll stay home because their state's able to do it.
Mm.
At some point, it has to affect them somewhat, but so far they're kind of holding their own.
We obviously are heading into the NFL playoffs, and I ask people all the time about the popularity of the NFL. It really does defy the trends in other sports as well as other genres of TV programming, in that it continues to increase in popularity. And I always hear that one of the big reasons for that is gambling and fantasy football. How have you seen that specific sport expand when it comes to those two elements?
Well, first of all, let's start with fantasy, because that's where our company actually started out back in 2012. And fantasy is still going very, very strong. Happy to say that fantasy is doing as well as it's ever done, better, actually, than it's ever done. And remember, during the NFL season, we're paying out millionaires every weekend. Somebody's winning $1 million. So that's an untold story there that a lot of people don't realize. We talk about these big bets out there, that we take $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 bets, but fantasy football is out there, making somebody rich every weekend. So that's another story. The NFL itself is the biggest betting, proposition that we offer. I was looking at the numbers for December. And now, remember, we had September, October, November, all good months for the NFL.
Right.
And then here's December, where we had 4 weeks of December, and the numbers were just great in December. I mean, they were the largest numbers we had for the whole year. So the NFL is king, always has been king, and still holding that status.
That's interesting that you say that, because as someone who works in sports broadcasting, this has nothing to do with gambling. I feel the same way. We see our numbers go up and up and up as the NFL gets deeper into its season, and of course culminating with the postseason. So then what is the month of January like and early February with the playoffs and ultimately the Super Bowl?
Well, these are big games, and they're going to have big money bet on them. The reason that they won't compete with a whole slate of the NFL is for that reason only. A whole slate versus, two games on a Saturday and two games on a Sunday. But these are great games, and people can't wait to the playoffs start, because now everything is more meaningful. This is what the teams have played for all year long. And four of these games coming up this weekend are going to write a huge amount of money.
He is the head of DraftKings Sportsbook, Johnny Avello, with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio, based in Las Vegas. Though now you can gamble on sports in the NFL in a variety of other locations around the United States. How does college football compare since these days we have games every single afternoon and evening as part of the bowl season?
Oh, boy, do we. This has been going on for a couple of weeks now. When these bowls matchups are announced, you know, the team and I, we sit down and we make the numbers and we get them up as quick as we can. We usually have them up a couple hours after the matchups. And then our work's done on college football for the bowl season. And then the players take over and they bet them early. And then they sit around until we get closer to game time. And then they start betting them, as they come up each and every day. But it's a lot. So I said to my staff the other day, guys, you had enough college football yet? Because you know, it's the whole season, big slates every Saturday. And then in November, we start having them every, you know, Mondays and Tuesdays. And there's games every single night of the week. And then we do this bowl game. So I think the team is, they love football just like everybody else. But I think, you know, it's trying. The whole season is kind of wears on us.
Yes, I understand that. How does it compare to the NFL?
It does really well. There's so many more games than the NFL, remember. You know, the NFL has its 16 games on a full slate, whereas college is, you know, they have 50 on a weekend. And so there's so many more games. And college football, even though it'll write a fair amount of money regardless of who's playing on given weeks, when you have those good weeks where there's, you know, six or eight really solid matchups, everybody's games people are looking forward to, those weeks are going to write more. So sometimes it's about what the matchups are for the given week. But college football, growth in that every year also. So it's not far behind the NFL. Football, I mentioned the NFL being king, but football just in general. You know, football is what everyone loves and has loved for many years.
Sure. How much did it change with the advent of the playoff, where we now have college football games that, while not as extensive as the NFL playoffs, you've got bowl games after the first of the year that matter for a championship?
Yes, we do. And, well, as you get New Year, first of all, New Year's Day has some really good games, and the playoffs last were on a Saturday, which was great. They were positioned really well this year. They took place, you know, at a 1 o'clock game, and I'm talking West Coast time. On East Coast, they were positioned at 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock, so positioned for prime time. And those games wrote a lot of money. I mean, they were just, two big games, especially the Clemson-Ohio State. That was probably one of the better matchups that I've seen in college football for a really long time. So everybody was looking forward to that one. And now here we are with a team that we thought would probably get there because they talked about their schedule being weak all year, that being the Clemson Tigers, going against the other Tigers, the LSU team, who I think everybody anticipated a good year, but not a year like this. And they actually went from maybe 2 weeks ago talking about them being a small underdog, regardless of who they played in the final, to being the favorite, and because of what they've accomplished as of late.
All right, Johnny. So before I let you go then, how does football then compare to, say, the other team sports like NBA, like Major League Baseball, like the NHL, where you have more games and more accessibility, but maybe not the same sense of urgency during the regular season?
I'll kind of break it down for you in percentages. Football is probably 50-55% of, you know, all the money that we write. Now, I'm not talking about win-loss. I'm talking about the handle, the money that's actually written on the games. That's probably 50-55%. And then you have basketball. That would be all college and pro basketball. That's probably somewhere around 25-30%, and then you have baseball and hockey, and then all the other stuff. Baseball and hockey do a significant amount, and then after that, it's all the other stuff: the NASCARs, the soccers, the tennis, the golf. We just have so much going, but football is probably north of 50% of the business.
interesting to see it through the eyes of someone who's following a sports calendar based on the business of gambling. And it's become a much bigger business. Johnny Avello is the head of DraftKings Sportsbook. You can follow DraftKings on Twitter at DraftKings or the DK Sportsbook. Certain to be another year of change in your industry in 2020. Happy New Year to you, Johnny, and thanks so much for a couple of minutes.
You're welcome, Amy. Talk soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.